We're on. Good morning. We are on Shin Chaf. Moving right along with Schita today. Okay, we'll cover most of it, that's for sure. Okay, Shin Chaf. Aleph. So, Zeitim v'anavim asur l'sochtan. So, this is an Isur Daraita of squeezing out your olives and your grapes. That's Schita. We're removing from what's inside. Squeezing out from what's inside. So chayev, it's mishum mefarik. That's the tolda of dash. Right, dash is in removing the outer sheaf from the kernels on the inside. Okay. Let's keep reading for a sec. So the only thing that's daraisa we're going to see is zeitim v'anavim, because that's primarily what they're grown for, and that's from the Torah. Can't change that. V'im yatzu me'atzman asurim. So now, if you leave them in a bowl, and the liquid, the oil, the grape juice starts to ooze out, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. The liquid, afilu lo hayu amdim el achila, even if they were in a bowl or a barrel for the purpose of eating. In other words, it has the status of ochel, it's food, but the liquid that comes out is usher to drink on Shabbos itself. Why? Just an isur derabanan, because it might lead to doing schita. Is it muksa? Probably. The question. Afilo lohayu. Okay. Vitutim verimonium. Now, what about strawberries and pomegranates? So these are pretty much the only, if only or almost the only fruit in those days that was used to make a juice to drink. All berries? I don't know. Okay. Whatever they used to use in those days. So, whatever juice was commonly used, very few, and it's asur derabanan, because primarily they're for eating, but we also know in some places they were grown in order to drink. So these types of fruits, in other words, basically anything other than zeitim v'anavim, im yatzu me'atzman, so then, well, it's not all, it's only these two types of fruit. It's a type of fruit that sometimes is drunk. We'll see the third category. So this is going to be the category that's asur derabanan to squeeze out to drink, squeeze it out into a glass in order to drink. And if you have them in a bowl, so then it depends about the liquid that oozes out all by itself. Im omdim la'achila, if it's there to eat, so then it's mutter. You'll have to drink the juice. Because we're not gozer, you're going to come to do schita since it's really there for eating. But if they're in a bowl and the plan is to juice them and to drink, so then the liquid that comes out on Shabbos by itself is asur midarabanan. Okay. Ushaar kol haperot. Now, basically, all other fruit. We'll see. At least this applies to those days. So then, mutar lesoktan. You can take any apple, any orange, anything that you want, squeeze it into a obviously, it can't be electric machine, but you basically squeeze it out, and you can have the juice straight on Shabbos. You could drink it straight, squeeze it straight into a cup, and you can drink it lachatchila.
Bizman also oranges?
So, not bizman hazeh, as we're about to read. Haga, obimkom shenagul ischot, in a place where the custom is to also squeeze them, ezeh peret lishtot mimav, to drink from them, from the liquid, mach matzama otanuk, for whatever the reason of, well, almost whatever the reason is, such as you're thirsty, you enjoy it. Dino ke tutim verimonim. It has the same din as tutim verimonim. But if it only squeezed out a little bit for the sake of refuah, some kind of medicine, so then, ein lachosh. You don't have to worry about it. So nowadays, I think all the poskim point out, almost all drinks, all juices, are usher nowadays to squeeze out, because there are, we know they're commonly sold all over and made all over to have any kind of interesting juice. There is a major discussion among the poskim, but as far as the minhag, the question is, let's say you have one city that they do it, does that apply to your city? Do you look at it globally for the whole planet or just your country? Anyways, bottom line, it's a discussion in the poskim. Generally speaking, because everything is imported and sold all over the place nowadays, pretty much, I think everyone would agree, or almost, that basically all juices are aser, midirabanan. Except for the ones that we know that are not. I mean, anything that you see on the shelf in the market, I think we would assume is aser. Otherwise, it would be mutter. Okay. The Magen Avraham just has a definition for schita versus breira. He says, how come when you do schita, it's not a problem of breira? He says, because it's all considered one min. It's all considered one item. And therefore, even though you have an issue of schita, it may or may not be aser, depending on what kind of fruit we're talking about. But it's not going to be an issue of borer, because really the inside and the outside, or whatever, it's all considered one. Okay, just interesting. Let's see. Stoma is a question. Again, it's not a very common occurrence, but with the tutim rimonim category, which is basically most fruit nowadays, if you don't know if it's for achila or for shtia, you don't know what the purpose is in the barrel, so it's a machloket if you go lechumra or not. What's it called? Mishnah Berurah is machmer. But again, it's not usually common, because usually when you bring it into your house, you know what you're going to use it for. But, okay. Let's see. Okay, I think we'll go on. Yeah, okay. Oh, let's continue in the Ramah. V'kol zeh davka lischot asur. This is to do schita. Aval mutar limsots befiv min ha'anavim hamashke shebehen. What about if you want to just suck on it? V'kol shekei mishar dvarim, and certainly with other things. So he says it's mutter to bite into it and to squeeze out the juice. V'yesh osrim limsots bepeh mi'anavim ucheot sebehem. But some say it's asur to squeeze it out with grapes, and everyone says you can put it into your mouth and squeeze it out or eat it and spit out the pits. That everyone says. That's for sure derech achila. Okay, I think we'll go on. But zeitim v'anavim shenitrasku me'er Shabbos. So now if you have olives or grapes that were already crushed and pressed erev Shabbos, mashkin hayotzi mehem mutarim. Any of the liquid that comes out from it on Shabbos is mutar, because it's considered just a continuation from what you did before. And it becomes batel. Really, it becomes batel. And even though the Mishnah Berurah points out, normally we say davar sheishal matirin afilo be'elef la batel, even though usually, because any liquid that gets added into it, after Shabbos it's going to become mutar, so why don't you say it's not? Because you only say that something is not batel, this is a yoredeya issue, you only say things are not batel is if it's nikar. You have a separate item, that it's clear, and then it goes into, mixes in with something else. Or you have, it's not when you say that. It's when you have the item itself, and it's aser right now, and it will become mutter later. Yeah, and then this item that you can see gets mixed in. But here, from the very beginning, it started oozing out, and the Isser part that came out on Shabbos, or you might want to consider Isser Midrabanan, right? So this part was never noticeable. So you never had anything that was noticeable. As it oozes out, it's already immediately batel. So then you do say it's batel right away, even though Yeshua Matirin. Afilu im lo nitrasku me'er Shabbos. Now, if it wasn't done, mushed, squeezed out erev Shabbos. Im yesh yain v'gigit she'anavim betocha, af lepi she'anavim mitbakeim b'shabbat v'gigit, mutar lishtoto b'shabbos. Shekol yain ha'yotze me'anavim mitbatel b'yain she'bagigit. So, when is there an iser if you have it in a bowl, and then you have grapes, and then you have grapes in a bowl or a barrel, and the wine oozes out? That's if you put in only dry grapes. But if you have a pot, I don't know, pot or a vat or a barrel full of wine, and you put in grapes, anything that comes out of the grapes, again, that's mutter. Similar to, because it comes batel, similar to the case when it was already squeezed from before Shabbos.
So if you want to put out a bowl of grapes and you're concerned that they may be bursting with juice, they don't drip out. You could pour a little bit of wine into the bowl and then...
100%. I would assume water also, as long as you have water in there. You might have to, because it becomes batel. The point is it becomes batel into whatever
it is. It doesn't even have to be into wine.
No. It's batel into any liquid. Wouldn't it be a problem? You might have to wash your hands, tibul of the mashka, we learned. If you can eat those grapes. But if it's during a meal or right at the end of a meal, I was taught even right after the meal, you also don't have to wash your hands because it's your hands are still clean from the tilas yadayim on the bread. Okay. Gimel. Chartzanim v'zagim shenatan aleihem mayim lasot temat or temed mutar limshoch mehem v'lishtotam. So now you're allowed to take the seeds or leftover dregs from the wine, from the grapes, and you're allowed to pour water on them on Shabbos. Mutar limshoch mehem v'lishtotam, and then you're able to, and then you just drink the liquid. But afilu lo natan mayim v'yayin mitmatze v'zav me'elav mutar lishtotam. And why can't you add water to a dreg?
So why did he write that there and not here? He's
talking about Mutalim Shokhne and
Mishpatan. There might be a problem with borrowing, no?
So you're allowed to. You want to pour in water on these, and now they're soaking there. You're allowed to drink. You're allowed to pour off the water from there. We learned about that. It's not a problem. Unless you have some kind of a sanenet and you're leaving all the dregs behind. That's when it could be an issue. So here you're adding water. Oh, because it was already. Oh, so you're saying. Good question. You're saying if it was completely dry. So it was already ground up from before. That's the Mishnah Berurah explains. But what if it was completely dry? Then that's a good question.
I think the point is that already extracted the liquid, so schita isn't an issue. I mean, maybe there's no gzera here either. Gzera and schita, because you already pressed these grapes.
Yeah, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Once they're already pressed, you're allowed to. Even without it becoming batel, it seems like.
Yeah, it seems like because there's no gzera.
Right, okay. Looks like there's no gzera. Very good. That's what it seems like. Good question. Dalit. Mutar lischot eshkol anavim letoch kedera sheyesh batavshil kedela takena ochel. Okay, so this is an important principle. If you're even allowed to take grapes and squeeze out the juice if you put it directly into a dish of food. Letoch kedera sheyesh batavshil kedela takena ochel. Because you're making it from machal to machal, ochel to ochel. And you're not doing, and it's not derech schita. Schita is when you take a liquid out of the food. So here you're taking it from ochel to ochel, and it never becomes a mashka. That's not the havele mashka habala ochel to ochel dami. So it doesn't. So by definition, what is schita? It's only when you're extracting the liquid. Aval im ein batavshil asur. But now we're talking about grapes. You squeeze it into an empty bowl. That's asur. And Mishnah Berurah points out, and it's an Isser Deraisa, even to squeeze out grape juice into another liquid, because now it's going into a mashka. So that would be an Isser Deraisa. We're going to see by lemons, it's a little different. But, okay, so this is an important principle. Anytime you have an issue of schita, you're always allowed to do it into another food. But not into an empty container and not into liquids. Okay. And even if you plan to squeeze it into an empty bowl, to pour into an ochel, that's also aser. It has to go directly into an ochel. Okay. Now let's see hey and vav. Yesh mi she'omer duhu adin levoser shemuter lesochto letoch ochel v'arbinutam oser beboser. So here you have a machloket. if you're allowed to squeeze out boser, boser is a grape that's not really ready to eat. So then there's a question if that's considered ochel yet. So since you turn it into a, even to put it into an ochel, because right now it's you're taking it away from what's psolet. So some say, so that's a machloket rishonim. And so we try to be machmer on this one. Rabbeinu Tam oser v'boser hoyel v'eino ra'oy la'ochel. Okay. Vav. Mutar lischot limonish. You're allowed to squeeze out lemons on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, it's 100% mutter to take a lemon on Shabbos, even nowadays, and to squeeze it out directly into a cup to drink, directly into lemon to make lemonade, into water, into tea, assuming there's no bishul issues. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It was mentioned in some of the later Rishonim. The Beis Yosef, when he quotes it, he only quotes the Rosh, maybe Rabbeinu Yerucham, I have to double check, but basically, from the Beis Yosef, you see from the Rishonim, it seems to be mutter, and he asks, but because he knows the minhag in Mitzrayim is to make lemon juice, to make a lemonade, or to squeeze out lemons, and he asks, how come it's mutter? So that's where the question comes from, and so you see from the Beis Yosef, the Rishonim there, you open up the Shulchan Aruch, you see from the Magen Avraham, the Taz, 100% mutter, same from the Gra, it seems 100% mutter. The question is, you're squeezing a juice out, and you're squeezing, so the question is, why is that mutter? So the Rush explains, there's a couple of Teirutzim mentioned in the Beit Yosef, but basically, if you're, any item, because he compares lemons to sha'ar peros. We learned there are three categories of peros. The third category that's not normally squeezed, you're allowed to squeeze it right into a glass and drink. We learned that's 100% mutter. So even though lemons are commonly used to squeeze for their lemon juice, they're not commonly squeezed to have straight lemon juice. No one drinks a glass of straight lemon juice. Since it's always added with a liquid, okay, most don't. Since it's generally always mixed with water, sugar, or into food, therefore it has the same din as Shara Peros. The only time it has a din of Tutim Verimonim is if you drink it all by itself. Some of the latter day Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah says Tzarech Yon Gadol, and some of the latter Achronim say that maybe nowadays, since it's done in such volume, it becomes Aser. So, we'll leave it at what's recommended for modern day poskim as a machloket. Some clearly say it's mutter lechatchila to do anything you want with lemons nowadays as well, because the metzias and the svara has not really changed. And others say it's more common nowadays to make lemons, and one should not. Everyone says you can squeeze it onto an ochel, into salad, onto fish. Right. Even grapes, certainly lemons. Question is, can you? So some say the better way to make lemonade is to squeeze it onto sugar. This way, it gets absorbed into a food, and then you add your water. I'm saying if you want to be a machmer.
I think the Chazon Ish said you can squeeze it into a dish and accumulate it.
If you're squeezing it into a cup, we learned if it's usher to squeeze out, it's usher to squeeze it out into a cup, but you can only squeeze it directly onto food. If it's something that's usher to squeeze.
You said that the lemon you could squeeze into a cup first and then use it for food. It's mutter to squeeze it nearly, then that makes sense.
I don't know if I said that.
Okay. Lemon would be the exception to ochel to ochel, that you could actually put it into something first and then put it onto the ochel.
Only if you want. If you're trying to be, I'm not so sure. Stuff like this, stuff like that. Tutsay rufim. Otherwise, I don't see why there should be any difference. To see. Okay. Zayin. This is interesting. Lischot kavashim perush perot umini yarakos amenuchim mechomet v'melach kadesh shel yakavu ushlakos. So. Let's say you have pickled tershi, or any kind of pickles, any kind of a pickled item that's sitting in brine or whatever, and you want to squeeze out all the liquid, so you just eat the vegetables. Ushlakos, or you have cooked vegetables, you want to squeeze out all the liquid from the vegetables and just eat the vegetable. So im legufam, if it's for the purpose of the fruit or vegetable, she'ein, or any ochel, she'ein sarich lamayim ve'ein sochatan el taknam lachim, the whole purpose is to eat the food, afilo sochi letoch kera, she'ein ba'ochel mutter. So then, to squeeze it out into a cup, even with no food, is 100% mutter. Okay? Because that's not derech schita. Schita is only when you're doing it for the liquid. So, but here, you do it specifically not for the liquid. You're doing it in order to make the ochel more edible.
It's assuming you don't throw it away, right?
Even if you're not going to throw it away, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Even if you're going to use it. But right now, what's your purpose? Your purpose is to, for the food. In other words, you want to eat the food and then you want to have it not so wet. A common example that you're allowed to do this with as well, the Mishnah Berurah points out, even if you have, it's full of liquid. It's in a bowl and it's not just absorbed inside. So another common example is taking a can. Let's assume you're allowed to open up a can on Shabbos, and now there's corn or tuna, whatever is inside. It seems like from here, it's 100% mutter to take the lid or any item on the top of the can and squeeze out all the water. Because you're not doing it for the water, you're doing it for the ochel. And that seems to be 100%.
And you open the can.
Yesh chokim.
Yesh chokim. I'm sure somebody argues.
Using the cover.
No, for sure not using the kli. If there's an issue of borer, so that's a question. It seems from here it's 100%. So it seems from here we're not worried about borer. If you are, then do it right before you eat, and then it's called derech achila and it's mutter. Okay, if it could be borer, I'm not sure. But it seems here that there's no issue here. So that's a good question. Same thing if you have oil on your schnitzel. If your schnitzel is oily or pizza and you want to remove it, not a problem. Okay. If you're worried about borer, do it right before you eat.
Michael and I are preferring wheat pizza on Shabbos.
I'm just thinking of anything greasy. You want to get rid of the oil.
I just think it's a bad thing to eat pizza on Shabbos. I'm just saying, might not be in the exact spirit of Shabbos.
Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says an example, if you have a lot of shuman, you want to get rid of, like we just said. And some say that's also mutter because it's called ochel mitoch ochel. I'm not sure if I'd call oil ochel, but the Chayadam says so. We'll go with it. No, it is ochel.
Something to drink.
No, I know. It's certainly on some level an ochel. I'm just joking that I don't want to eat oil straight. V'im tzarech limeimein. Now, if
the oil that you don't want, it's like the
so that's a good question. Good question. So I'm not 100% sure if it's an issue of borer. Again, it seems from the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, Nosei Kelim, they're not worried about borer. If there is an issue of borer, just do it right before you eat, and then there should be no problem. And if the purpose is to drink the juice, so then mutar lischot akder sheish ba'achel. So then it's only going to be mutter if it's done directly into food. But if there's no food in the container, then that's aser. Now, the halacha is not like Rabbeinu Chananel, but one is certainly they say it's praiseworthy to be machmer like Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's why he mentions it. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, any time your purpose is to take out the drink, then it's aser, even if you're doing it straight into ochel. So straight into ochel, and also the case that we just had of squeezing it out from the pickles, that can also be a problem according to Rabbeinu Chananel. It's aser. Chet. Hasochet dag latziro, continuing the same thing. You want to squeeze out the liquid from tuna, from fish. Dino kesochet kevashi mushlak osam mehem, and it's mutter. All right. Tet hashalag vehabarad. We'll do this topic real quick. Hashalag vehabarad. What about snow or ice? Hashalag vehabarad. Ein maraskin atam. You don't squeeze them with your hand. Rub them with your hand. Ainu she or hainu the shovram lachatichos dachos kadesh azovu meimav. What you're doing is you're breaking them into little pieces, and now you're going to end up with water dripping out of your hands. What's the problem? Is you're creating liquid. And it's an issue, derabanan, of nolad. So everyone says you're allowed to put the ice into a cup of liquid. No problem, because it's not nikar whatsoever. It's a din derabanan of nolad, and it's only when it's visible. Okay, v'yesh, there is an min b'mina.
Meaning it's ochet
to ochet. Okay. I mean, but it's not an issue of brera, so, okay. Okay. Okay, so the ramaz machmer, yesh lahachmer, da'af nimoach me'elav asar mishum nolad. So here, v'ein adoma latoch hakos, da'hatam hu me'orav v'mayim. So according to the Ramah, he's machmer to leave ice in an empty glass to make water. The Shulchan Aruch is makel to take ice and put it into an empty glass. Ramah is machmer because of nolad, even though you're not doing it with a maisa beyadayim, but you put it there and now it's going to happen. But if you put it into a glass with liquid, everyone is makel over this because there's no nolad that's recognizable.
You shouldn't put an ice bucket on the table on Shabbos if people take the ice.
To filling in, oh, interesting question. To filling up a ice bucket. So, put a little bit of water in there, that wouldn't be a problem. Just a little bit. If that's not your kavana for it to melt, so then it might be okay. Good question.
If you're, why does the Mechaber mention a cup at the beginning and in the end and it sounds like you don't need a cup?
So I'm going to be the executive producer here. Let's just finish the halacha.
Okay. Mutarim. And so too, this is the Shulchan Aruch saying, you leave it out, straight in the sun, in a cup, and obviously that's your kavana, not a problem. Just to finish, Yud. Mutar l'shabra kerach delito mayim mitachta, you're allowed to break ice in order to get the water from below, because breaking is not rubbing, it's not a problem. Sari chlizar b'choref shelo yitol yada b'mayim sheish lahem shelag obarot v'mitol yizar shelo yitchakem ben yadav shelo yehe merasik. Just a quick issue as far as don't, when you wash your hands, don't wash them with ice because you might come to rubbing the ice and having it melt, which would be an issue of nolad. So try not to, and you'd bet yesh lizar shelo yishem yada b'melach, don't rub your hands with salt, because salt, when you rub your hands with salt, I didn't try this, I don't know if it's true by our salt, but if it causes water to ooze out, and then it's the same thing. It's still true by our ice? Okay.
Yes.
So don't do it with ice, and we'll get to walking on snow tomorrow.